Ooh, all you crazy cats and kittens. Welcome to Very Fine Friends.
After dark.
What does that mean, Jenna?
That means it's time for a little bonus improv.
Nice.
I don't know what it's.
I don't know why it's
after dark. It may or may not be dirty. I'm not sure.
No,
we don't know yet. We haven't done it yet.
No.
So, all you cats and kittens out there, buckle up. Joe, my main cat, could we get a suggestion, please?
Hit us with a meower.
Mm-hmm. Your suggestion is bones.
Bones.
Do you think if you put a human bone in soup, it would be like a...
Flavor like human?
Not what I was going to ask. Now I'm curious. No, I was thinking like, you know, you put like a marrow bone in soup?
Yeah.
To flavor it? Do you think it would taste the same?
No, I don't think it would taste the same.
Be like my ostrich egg.
Yeah.
Like something's wrong with this soup. Who's in here? A little leftover John Malkovich.
Grandpa.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Good callback to eating John Malkovich.
Yeah. Well, I remember.
It's weird to me that there are, it's a, granted a small number of people, but it's, there are like sickos out there that want to eat people that feel like they would get power from that.
They feel like they're going to get power?
Yeah. Like the sickos that like want to be cannibals. It's like they get like imbued with power from.
You sounded like Jimmy from imbued.
Great audience.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it is.
What a world.
Yeah. What a world. Listeners, don't eat people. Don't do it. Unless
it's illegal where you are and you want to try
it. Plane crash of some kind and you need it to live.
No, you can go so long without food.
That's true. I think people don't realize
that. You can be hungry for a little while. Don't eat the other passengers, please.
Yeah, you can go like 40 days.
But what if all the peanuts fly out the window?
That's good. I think you better to just straight fast.
Yeah.
You'll be able to handle it better.
But I need a snack on the way down.
Also, hear me out.
You're eating mid plane crash?
Yes.
I wanted this.
I stress eat.
I was thinking in previous like incidents where people have eaten people because of emergencies, those people died in the crash, right? So it's like, okay, I understand that. I guess I was thinking like they killed people to eat them, but that's probably not happening. But if they were going to do that, I would be like, let's just draw at random. We'll cut one person's arm off at the elbow, see how long that lasts us. Then we'll take something from another person.
Spread the wealth a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, I don't want to live with the memory of having eaten someone.
Yeah. I agree with that.
I don't
need
to be alive that badly.
Hey, if the rest of them hear you say something like that, you're going to be the first one getting elbow chopped for dinner.
This is for entertainment value only. Stay away from me, you sons of bitches. Back to the pod.
And now, improv.
Lisa?
Yes, Bertrand.
You have such amazing grace under pressure. The way you handled yourself in that meeting, the slideshow was not properly loaded onto your computer and you did the whole thing from memory. That's just like so impressive to me. And I wish I had that, you know, I wish that I could do that. I would have faltered in there. So I need to ask you a huge favor.
Yeah. Anything, Bertrand. Thanks, by the way.
I'm going to need a little nibble on your pinky.
My pinky?
Yeah. I need to get whatever is in you. I need that in me. I've heard that if I eat just eat the people that I admire, that I'll take on some of that quality.
Well, that's subjectively true, but I'm just concerned that you want to go to the pinky. If you want memory, you got to go right to the brain, babe.
But then you wouldn't be around anymore. No, I don't want to do anything.
That's not true. That's not true. If you just take a tiny little piece, I'll be okay.
Oh, okay. Great.
Yeah.
You don't mind?
No, you're my coworker, and that's the extent of our relationship, and I want to help you.
Okay. Thank you. I really appreciate it. I can see why you get Employee of the Month every month, too. It's
plus, Bertrand, you're up for presenting next month. You got to be ready.
That's true. That's true. Oh, yeah. I don't want to take you down with me. Boy.
Yeah, no problem. You come over tonight. I'll cook. And yeah, we'll make sure you get your memory.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I really, really appreciate it. And a little bit of that grace under pressure, too, would be if you could throw some of that in, too.
Oh, absolutely. That comes from the adrenals. You can just take a little slice out of my kidney.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Great.
Can I just say something really quick?
Please.
I've always thought you were exceptionally beautiful.
Aww. Oh.
I always wanted a nose like yours, so.
Oh.
Yeah, I feel like if I'm helping you, maybe.
You want my nose?
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
This job means more to me than.
You don't need that.
My nose.
Yeah, you breathe out your mouth anyway.
Yeah, that's true. I'm a mouth breather. Yeah,
everyone says it.
I know. I know. I don't mind, yeah, actually.
It's fine.
They say it behind my back. You can say it to my face. It doesn't bother me.
No, I'm not being judgmental. You will die young.
Well, yeah, that's fine.
All right, great.
As long as I die with grace under pressure.
And good memory. Mm. Did you mention memory or did I make that up?
No, you remembered correctly. I said you have a great memory. Okay. You did the whole thing from memory. Yeah.
All right. Mm. All right, here's my address. It's 127 Finnelfook in the city that we live in. See you there. Cut to dinner.
Ooh, it smells so good in here.
I know, it's my brain.
Oh.
Yeah, so I hope this is a big enough piece. Oh, am I being stingy? Do you want more?
No. Just whatever you're willing to give it part with.
Okay.
That's, ooh, yeah, ooh. I'm wafting.
That's the aroma?
Yeah, ooh.
Yeah, I put garlic in my head.
And the little rosemary?
Yes.
I love it.
Yeah. And some coconut aminos. They're very versatile.
Oh.
Also, I don't feel well. Go ahead, take a bite.
Just going to go right into your...
Oh, I don't feel it, actually.
Oh, good, good. I'm glad this isn't...
No, I think I was being performative. You don't feel the brain. I felt it when I was cutting into it.
But now the damage is done?
Yeah, you don't feel the brain.
Okay.
Yeah, take a bite.
Oh,
it's hot. It's hot. Okay. And...
Mmm.
You bitch! You son of a bitch! I'm gonna kill you! I'm gonna kill you!
Oh! Hey, now I want you to listen to me real quick, okay? I know you're angry right now.
Wow.
But this is going to pass, and I'm going to tell you something. I just remembered where I left my retainer in the 7th grade. That just happened right now. And I'm going to offer you a solution that's going to make you feel better and make me feel better.
Bertrand?
How was that?
We did it. How did it feel?
I felt like I had more grace under pressure than this is how you walk around. This is how you feel all the time.
You are amazing.
God, I am on top of the world. Thank you so much.
Hey, no problem. I think there's only one thing left to do.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Do you want to do the honors or should I?
No, go ahead.
Okay.
Off it?
Oh, it honked.
That was interesting.
Here you go.
Oh.
There's my nose.
Oh, thank you.
I guess your nose now.
Oh, thank you so much.
Oh.
Eh.
What? What do you mean, eh?
Oh, I just am not that hungry.
You were going to eat it? I thought you were going to put it on.
Why did you think that? You ate my brain. You thought I was going to wear your nose?
Yeah, I thought you were going to wear my nose. I see now that I've eaten your brain, that seems like a stupid idea. That's an old Bertrand idea. But now that I have Lisa inside me.
It's getting late.
But you're...
I'll see you at work tomorrow.
Okay. All right.
Bye.
Thank you.
Cut to work. Bertrand.
Yes.
Sorry to come to... Something strange has come to my attention. What was your coworker's name?
Lisa. Sounds like you could use some memory increase.
No, I don't know what that means. Apparently she's been lobotomized.
What?
She's not well. We're trying to figure out what happened. When's the last time you talked to her?
Last night.
Oh, before or after the lobotomy?
I don't know. I'm assuming before. She seemed fine when I talked to her.
Huh. This is horrible. Her family's devastated. This is the worst thing that's ever happened to them. She's drooling all over herself.
Does she have a hint of rosemary to her?
Yeah, now that you mention it.
And maybe a little garlic?
That's what it was. I thought someone farted. Well, just letting you know, this is tough. This whole family, this work family is going to take this tough.
Let me ask you one last question.
Yeah.
What did her nose look like?
Now that you mentioned it, she had two noses.
That bitch. Scene.